Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが、英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを書いて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、アイルランド出身のイライと、
カナダ出身のテシアと、
シリア出身のハラと、
アメリカ出身のジョーダンです。
今月のテーマは、楽しく節約しようです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Eli and I'm from Ireland.
And my name is Tasha and I'm from Canada.
And my name is Hala and I'm from Syria.
My name is Jordan and I'm from America.
And our topic for today is the wonders of saving.So first off, Happy New Year. This is the first episode. So this is the first episode of 2025, and I hope everyone's going to have a great year. I suppose we're recording this before we actually take the break, but
by the time...
I know, it's not even Christmas yet. But by the time our listeners are hearing this, it's going to be already past. So we're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, how we're going to plan to spend that New Year's period as well.And I guess one thing that comes along with the New Year's period as well is we all tend to get a little bit carried away with our eating and our spending. So I guess I'd like to talk a bit about how to stay smart using our money during the kickoff to the New Year, and also talk about what we would like to do when we have some savings to spare. So before we get into money and savings and all that, how will everyone enjoy their New Year's period?
Nothing big, but I'm planning to go to the onsen every day, probably.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Which onsen in particular?
I always go to Akiyu.
Oh, okay.
But I'm planning to try Sakunami.
Sakunami's great. And like, apparently their water there is really good for your skin because like of the minerals in it and everything. That's why it's called...The onsen for beautiful girls, Beijing or you.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Are you gonna stay for a few nights in the onsen or?
No, because I have a dog.
Right. You have a dog?
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
so everything
okay.
is gonna be like a. yeah, so everything is gonna be like a day trip for
me. Fair, okay. Yeah. There's no dog friendly onsen in Miyagi, no?
And I don't have a car, so.
Oh, okay.
True. Buses fair. And trains.
Yeah.
I think there might be one place that allows dog in IQ, but also dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they only allow dogs though. So if you're a cat owner, sorry about that.
There's no cat friendly onsen yet.
Yeah. Well, I guess cats don't like onsen in general. Yeah. They don't like water, so.
Yeah. My cat sits on the edge of the bathtub and watches me when I take hot baths.
Does he jump in?
No.
Okay.
He's not an onsen-friendly cat.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
They set up like a seating gallery for the cats to watch their own.
I'll imagine.
Yeah. There's a business opportunity there for sure. How about anyone else? Jordan, do you have any plans?
What are we considering the New Year's period?
Whatever you decide it to be.
So are we starting next week?
We're starting, yeah, I'd say anything from Christmas to halfway
last
through.
Last week of like December.
Yeah.
I'm going to Onuma. Ryokan and Naruko.
That's fun.
And then I have my Onenkai.
Oh, awesome.
And Zao.
Zao, wow.
Zao. Oh, like in the actual like onsen area.
Okay. Oh, so it's like are you doing like an overnight stay there? Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, with the lab, all the lab members. And then I guess for New Year's, drinking.
Drinking, yeah. It's always a safe bet, you know.
It's New Year's. Drink until midnight and go home.
That's fair. There's nothing to do the next day anyways.
No.
Yeah. What about you, Tasha? Any plans?
I am going home for the New Year's period. So I'll be flying back to Canada after Christmas. And I'm actually a little bit stressed because in 2025, actually, Lunar New Year, which is something that my family celebrates because we're ethnically Chinese, is happening at the end of January instead of mid-February as usual.
Oh, that's quite because early.
Yeah. It's like half a month earlier than usual. Uh-huh. And now I'm scrambling trying to think of stuff to give to my cousins because I have so many of them. So I think I have like maybe 20 people that I'm trying to give for. It's just a lot of spending and I am very stressed out by that.
Yeah.
But worst case scenario, they'll get a red pocket full of money.
I guess you could say Tasha doesn't have any secret methods. methods for saying.
No, don't have cousins.
She's got great methods for spending.
Unless I disown my extended family, I don't think that's happening, unfortunately. So if you want to save money, do not go home.
Fair, yes, yeah. So how do we go about saving money? I guess is the big problem. Make more. It's a great start.
I refuse to use the Dumble until the last possible minute, because once you turn that thing on, that's like an instant Ichimon added to your dinky day.
Yes, yeah, pretty much.
It's a huge difference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is some? What are some things that you do to combat the cold while you have your Dumbles?
Blankets.
Yeah.
Blankets, thermals, socks.
True.
Cat.
Cat. Yeah, because the heaters, they take up so much. It's kind of surprising how much electricity they take up. Like in my case, I kind of tried to get around with that by just buying a kotatsu.
Right.
So it's a type of table where they have a small heater attached to the bottom of it and a blanket around it. So you can go into the table and you're kind of warm and cozy inside it. But I got one of those instead because they are cheaper, because you're not warming up an entire room with them. So most of the time nowadays when I go home, it's like I'll get home, I'll just immediately make a beeline for the kotatsu and I'll stay there for 5 hours and then I'll go to bed. It's great. But I guess aside from heating and trying to keep down bills, is there anything you guys do to try to keep the spending down though, the day to day?
Shop at different stores for different things. But if you look carefully, places have different prices for the same items lot of times. And I found it to be really helpful to just make a spreadsheet kind of marking down what type of products in general are cheaper in which store.
Yeah.
And if you keep your receipt and you kind of compare your spending from this week to maybe last week's, then it's easy to track how much money you have spent on food.
Yeah, I noticed there was a look of shock on Jordan's face when you said spreadsheets. Yeah, because that requires a lot of organization. Mm-hmm. Doesn't actually keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you do it every time you go to a store, though, then it's not too much work. Like, if you keep it a habit, it's not too daunting work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I still think that it's very, very impressive, really. One other thing is, I think, deciding, for example, what you are going to eat the next week, so that you buy only the things that you really actually need and the amount you actually need, so that you don't have to throw anything if it goes bad. Especially if we are living alone, it's really hard to finish everything if you have more food than you need. Another thing is not about food, but about clothes, for example. Before, I tend to buy cheaper things because I thought that I'm saving money that. But they they become unusable very quickly.
Yeah.
So I end up buying something else again. So maybe buying something a little bit more expensive but with good quality is saving money than buying cheap things.
I think it does tie into an important rule when it comes to saving stuff. Saying I'm going to draw the line here, I'll spend this much for this because I know I'll get this much time out of it. What you said earlier about getting receipts and keeping track of them in a table. It's all about building habits. And for myself, I feel like I'm pretty good at saving by the month in terms of my salary and stuff, where it's I have rules where it's I always have X amount of money from my wages that I'm always going to put into my savings account. And I always keep that at a basic level every month. And I think the habits and making those rules are really, really important for actually keeping it up.
Yeah, and I mean, because we're in the New Year period, a lot of people will make New Year's resolutions. So maybe that your New Year's resolution. Come up with the habit of actually tracking your saving.
So moving on, I guess, from the techniques of saving, is there anything that once you have a bit saved up and a bit of extra money to spend, is there anything you like to indulge yourself on?
Travel.
Yeah.
Where to?
February, I've saved quite a bit this year. So Linkin Park's coming to Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
So I'll go see them, and then a few other bands playing the same week. And having friends is also a good way to save money because you can stay at their place.
That's true.
So they get to the Tokyo hotels, and then the next week I'm using my savings from this year to go to Cebu in the Philippines.
Oh wow!
Ooh, have fun
for a few days.
Will it be your first time in the Philippines?
No.
No.
Okay. Have fun, enjoy the weather.
So excited.
What about yourself, Holly?
Yeah, it's the same actually. Travel.
Yeah? Yeah. Where are you going?
I'm thinking somewhere in Europe.
Okay.
I'm thinking because after graduation, I'm planning to continue my like, I don't know if it's a postdoc or like depending on the position I have. Somewhere in Europe because it's close to my family.
Right.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So I will be going to the place that I think that maybe I will apply to see if I actually like it or not.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
It's a good idea.
For a long time. So yeah.
But what country are you thinking going to?
Switzerland for now.
Oh, Switzerland.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard.
Would you do any skiing when you're over there?
Or? Oh, actually, because I'm from the Middle East, yeah. We're not used to these snow sports. Yeah. I'm not into that at all.
Yeah, you no interest at all, though.
No.
What about yourself, Tasha? What do you like to do when you have?
Oh, good question. No idea, actually. I haven't thought about it yet. So
like once a year, surely you make one big purchase, right? Like for yourself, something exciting, right?
Oh yeah, but like I usually went into Black Friday. But like, I mean, I like a new laptop maybe. But we'll see. I don't know when I'm gonna, you know, be satisfied with my saving enough to actually splurge on a laptop.
Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna keep using it until, you know, it's actually dead.
I'd be similar as well, where it's like I generally don't. Like I'm very stingy when it comes to money generally. Like I don't like buying things. But one thing I do like to splurge on a little bit is, like we talked a little bit about kind of like music in the last episode, but like music equipment generally gets expensive.
Are you finally getting the 1 million yen banjo?
It's not 1 million yen. It was, what was it? It was like 300,000 yen or something. Okay. I didn't end up buying it, but I tried to buy it. And my credit card got rejected. They froze it for like 2 weeks.
They're looking out for you.
They're looking out for me. But then
we got you, buddy. But actually, no.
But it was interesting, actually. Like the whole psychology of the spending as well. Where at the time I was like, I need this banjo. And I was so intent on buying it, and then it got rejected, and I couldn't buy it. And then by the time those 2 weeks passed, I was could use my credit card again. I looked at the same thing, and I was like, I'm actually fine.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, even at the time, you're aware that it is a little bit of an impulse purchase,
yeah.
But you can kind of tell yourself, oh no, I need it, and you convince yourself you do.
Yeah, I actually saw something on YouTube that was very shocking for me. It's like they made some kind of experiment on how many times do you wear your clothes until you change them.
Yeah.
And the average is, very shocking because I buy the clothes and I keep wearing them until they are not wearable.
Yeah.
And the average was 7 times.
What?
That's crazy.
Yes,
that's crazy.
And a lot of people on the interviews say that it's only 1 time for them.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
So we're coming up on time now, so we're going to finish with an announcement from Sentia. Sentia will be hosting a pre-entrance orientation for children with foreign roots who will be entering elementary school in April of 2025. This event is called the Class on Preparations for Elementary School for Children with Foreign Roots and Their Families. We will go over topics including preparations required before starting school, required items, fees, school life, and academics. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to consult us. This event is for foreign residents who are guardians of pre-elementary school-age children. The orientation will be held in Japanese, but we will set aside time for foreign language consultations with interpreters, and participation in the event is free. We are planning to hold the session during the middle of February. Details on the time and place will be published on the website. Please let us know at Sentia if you are interested. We look forward to seeing you there. And that's all from us this month. Until next time,
bye!
Bye.